Why did the paleontologist go to the doctor?
I don't know why.
He discovered a dinosaur.
It's time for the Children's Hour. Kids Public Radio.
Fossils tell a story of animals and plants. Fossils are imprints kept on rocks and sand. No, if we didn't have fossils, then we wouldn't really have a clue. No, if we didn't have fossils, then we wouldn't really have a clue. We wouldn't know about dinosaurs. About animals and plants. Fossils are imprints kept on rocks and sand. No, if we didn't have fossils, then we wouldn't really have a clue. No, if we didn't have fossils, then we wouldn't really have a clue.
That's Jesse Farrell and the Gumboot Kids from Sparkle and Shine right here on the Children's Hour with Dinosaurs. I'm Katie Stone, and today on the Children's Hour, we are learning about fossils. Today's show comes out of some summer field trips where we learned field recording, and I took the kids to a super secret fossil dig site in the mountains outside of Albuquerque, New Mexico. The dig site was located in a private quarry, but a section of it was being dug by paleontologists for 350 million-year-old fossils. We're going to hear more about that and from the kids on that field trip. We're also going to hear from a budding paleontologist right on our kids' crew, Amadeus Menendez. He's a longtime volunteer at the New Mexico Museum of Natural History and Science, and he interviewed Mike Sanchez, the education director of that museum. We're going to learn about fossils directly from that education team. Plus, we talk with some folks from La Brea Tar Pits in Los Angeles, California. These are tar pits that are really like oily asphalt that have captured creatures for 60,000 years, creating perfect fossils. We're going to learn a lot more about that. We're going to learn how fossils are developed, why they are developed, and where we can find them. This episode comes with a learn-along guide that meets and cites education standards. You can find it at childrenshour.org. Look for fossils. And in fact, that's exactly what we're going to do. Today on the Children's Hour, we're looking for fossils.
To be a fossil a million years from now and make you say, holy cow, though you probably won't say, holy cow, a million years from now. To be discovered like all those ammonites, maybe shed a little light on a history you're trying to rewrite. I promise not to be too sneaky. Come and find me, Mary Leakey. I'm a little piece. The Holocene epic awaits you in all of this sedimentary rock. Love to know how the earth has come along, and is the sun still going strong? Do you live here, or is this cosmic gallivant? Crackles in the fossil rocker, ancient insects trapped in amber. I can help the world remember. Tell a story with my bones. The movement of the continents, changes in the climate, the species that would fail. An evolution onward, ones that were stalwart, and all the things they made. To be a fossil, and we drop bones, a million years from now. And boards were served, bottle caps were ready to be a fossil, and then steering wheels, a million years from now. License plates, diamond signs, 50 to be a fossil.
That's Lunch Money from a release called Science Fair, To Be a Fossil. Today on the show, the kids' crew are in the mountains of New Mexico, outside of Albuquerque.
We're with Amanda from Badlands Scientific Expeditions, and we are at a super secret site right now where Amanda and her team are digging for fossils. Welcome to the Children's Hour, Amanda.
Thank you.
First, we want to ask a big question, as if what exactly do you do for your job?
So I dig fossils as a job. So I go into private quarries and I dig around and find fossils, excavate them, prepare them, and then get them into mostly museums. And so that's what we do. Is as a paleontologist, you want to find new things, exciting things, things you haven't seen before.
Amanda, will you take us on a fossil hike? Can we see where you're actually digging?
Yes, I will. Let's go.
There. We're going deeper and deeper and deeper into the big hole. There are a lot of rocks. We're up in the mountains. We're probably going to see a ton of fossils. We might even find some.
We're in the middle of what looks like a bowl, surrounded by walls of kind of what looks almost like it's been blasted.
What kind of quarry is this?
It's a clay quarry, but we are working the limestone.
What is a quarry?
So this quarry is where they dig out rocks and they use them to make things.
What exactly are you looking for down here?
So we are looking for fossil fish, plants, bugs, amphibians, that kind of stuff.
I see that there are a lot of small flakes of rock everywhere. Is there a reason for that?
The rocks break up with walking on them, tractors, water comes in and breaks them up. And of course, we use our hammers and break the rocks up into small pieces to try and find the fossils hidden in between the layers.
We spent the better part of a morning inside the quarry. We have a lot more coming up for you about fossils right here on the Children's Hour. But first, this is Susie Tallman.
I could ride a dinosaur, so tickled would I be. If I could ride a dinosaur, would you come with me? If I rode Iguanodon, we'd run without a flaw. We'd chase his herds of friends and point his sharp thumb claw. Tyrannosaurus,
race.
So careful would I be. I'd hold on tightly to his neck so he could not eat me. Bony plates to hold on to, the Stegosaurus walk. She honks and hoots to all her friends, 'cause that's the way she talks. Iguanodon, Tyrannosaurus, Stegosaurus, honks. Triceratops, Pteranodon, Apatosaurus, rocks. If I could ride Pteranodon, I'd see the world from high. She'd flap her wings and drop her head and cut right through the sky. Bum, 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 dinosaurs go bump. Do the dino dance with me.
We're learning about fossils today on the Children's Hour in a fossil field trip where we learned field recording with the kids crew this summer. This episode comes with a learn-along guide. You can download it and follow along and learn even more with us. Find it at childrenshour.org. Look for fossils. That's what we were doing inside the quarry outside of Albuquerque.
So I wanted to ask, how old is the rock that we're working with here?
The rock is late Pennsylvanian in age, roughly 305 million years old.
Wow.
My name is Tom Suazo, S-U-A-Z-O.
I heard you talking about how the brick companies use the lighter rocks here. Can you elaborate on that more?
Yeah, so the layers of rock that are on top of the one I'm standing on are good for making into bricks. So they mine them out of here, they grind them up, and they bake them into bricks. And the lower rocks, the one I happen to be standing on, have a lot of fossils in it. So they leave us these rocks to look for fossils, and they take the upper ones for making into bricks.
Mm, that's very interesting. Do you think that I could help unearth the fossils?
Absolutely. I was just grabbing paint scrapers so that everybody could help look for some fossils.
Yay. Right now, I am using a paint scraper to peel off a layer of rock. I'm seeing a lot, and when I say a lot, I mean a lot of shell imprints on rocks, which were most likely prehistoric clams and shellfish.
I'm looking around here, and there's so many shells.
Yeah, there are so many shells.
It's amazing that these things were buried millions of years ago and just recently were unearthed from the rock. I've just moved positions. Let's see what happens. See what I find. Ooh, jackpot. Oh, lots of cool shells.
Even though this is an environment where we have a variety of kinds of different kinds of animals, it seems like we're finding mostly shells. So why is that?
Well, the shells were really successful in different conditions. So when the conditions changed here, they kept living. And you'll actually find beds that are void of shells. So basically, the shells did all right in most of the conditions that were here back in the late Pennsylvanian.
Cool.
I love digging in the dirt with just a pick and brush. Finding fossils is my aim, so I'm never in a rush. 'Cause the treasures that I seek are rare and ancient things, like Velociraptor's jaw or Archaeopteryx's wings. Now all the kids who wanna see 'em are lining up at our museum. I am a paleontologist. That's who I am. That's who I am. On its feet, it's like pieces of a puzzle that I love to try and solve. It's so fun to think about how a species has evolved, and all the kids who want to see them can check them out.
Cephalosaurus?
I am a paleontologist. That's who I am. That's who I am. That's who I am. I am a paleontologist. That's who I am. 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 That's who I am.
From Here Comes Science, a release for kids by They Might Be Giants. That is, I Am a Paleontologist. And we on the Children's Hour are being paleontologists today. We're learning about fossils in a field trip we took to a fossil dig site near Albuquerque. We have a lot more from our fossil dig site. We have to do some explaining, like why are there shells in the middle of the mountains? Lots more to learn coming up on the Children's Hour. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico-based educational nonprofit that is supported by listeners just like you. You can learn how you can help make Kids Public Radio at childrenshour.org. New Mexico Museum of Natural History and Science supports the Children's Hour and is proud to unveil a new hall featuring hundreds of never-before-seen fossils. Learn more at nmnaturalhistory.org. You can keep up with the Children's Hour by signing up for our monthly newsletter at childrenshour.org.
I like all of the podcasts because they help me learn a lot. I'm Brooklyn Elder from Albuquerque.
Find hundreds of educational podcasts at childrenshour.org or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Look for The Children's Hour.